broke my heart when you said goodbye. You broke my heart when you said goodbye. Well, the whole wide world went round and round, and my love come a-tumbling down. Well, I just don't know what's to become of me. You broke my heart when you said you're gone. You broke my heart when you said you're gone. Well, the whole wide world went round and round, and my love come a-tumbling down. Well, I just don't know what's to become of me. Well, it takes a very little, ooh, just a little, to make our dreams come true. Just a little understanding, ooh, understanding, and a bit of love into. You broke my heart when you said goodbye. You broke my heart when you said goodbye. Well, the whole wide world went round and round, and my love will come a-tumbling down. Well, I just don't know what's to become of me. A very little, ooh, just a little, to make our dreams come true. Just a little understanding, ooh, understanding, and a bit of love into. You broke my heart when you said goodbye. You broke my heart when you said goodbye. Well, the whole wide world went down and down, and the love come a-tumbling down. Well, I just don't know what's to become of me.
Cornell Gunter and the Ermines, and that's actually the second Flares group. This is from January of 1956 on the Loma label. The great voice of Cornell Gunter, who led the Flares for many years, went to the Ermines, and I believe also joined the Coasters, maybe the Cadillacs, and other groups. A very talented lead. You Broke My Heart. And backing up Cornell is Ken Biley, the first tenor, Tom Miller, the baritone, and Felton Hollis, the bass. On the Loma label, You Broke My Heart, here on Time Capsule Discoveries Part 2. Hello to Jim and Nikki, and they still maintain the Time Capsule section of the Harmony Train website. Last time I checked, a couple of months ago. Thank you for everyone for keeping those early shows alive. Hello to Lou Rollo from New Jersey. Hello to Hutch of the Encounters from Brooklyn. To Rockin' Richard, Tom Shaughnessy, Tony of the Vocal Group Harmony website. And without Tony, the music, as far as I was concerned, would have concluded back when we ended our run on Harmony Train. But Tony has stepped up and allowed us to retitle the show and come on his Vocal Group Harmony website. Hello to Dave Hinckley, who I believe now is with the Huffington Post, to Doo-Wop Frank, and of course Margie, and to Errol Foles, another person in Arizona, in Sedona. And one of these days I'm going to surprise him, walk into the shop, and buy a souvenir. Okay, I'm a little out of my league now on this next group. I don't even know how to pronounce the names. It's Nikki Addio, or Addio, and the Darches, or the Darches. This is a New Jersey group. And in the back of my mind, Nikki sang with another group that's more famous than this group, and I cannot recall it. Honestly, folks, you may be thinking, wow, he's doing pretty good at 76, or getting to be 76, but a lot of problems with eyesight, as I'm sure you have also, with memory, small motor skills, and makes working a little harder, but doesn't make this any harder. Love doing this. So we have Nikki and the Darches with an acetate. Now, Charlie Horner has a story about the red vinyl copy of this that's on display at Charlie's Asbury Park Museum. And this is a demo, and maybe the demo from that very same record that he's talking about. So there's Ray Darouge, Nicky himself, Louis Scalpati, and Sam and Patsy Siciliano. So a nice Italian group from the early 1960s. And they are going to do Gloria, as by the Cadillacs. And it's usually pretty dangerous to attempt a recreation of a classic group, but Nicky and the boys do a great job. And then, surprisingly, they're going to battle the Delphonics. And it's a demo, I believe, an a cappella demo by the Delphonics of Gloria. There's just three of them, I believe, William and Wilbert Hart and Randy Kane. So a battle of the groups, Nicky and the Darches and the Delphonics with the classic Gloria.
Gloria, it's not Maria.
With me, oh no. In love with me.
Nice job on a standard. First, a white Italian group from New Jersey, Nikki and the Darches. They did a great job, really. And that was from an acetate, which may very well be that same red plastic record that came out later on. And then the Delphonics. And I have to question that because it didn't sound like three people unless there was overdubbing. I got that from YouTube. And that was the information that was given. But if it is the Delphonics, they really also did a terrific job on the classic Gloria. This is Joe Marchesani, Time Capsule Discoveries, courtesy of Tony, Vocal Group Harmony website. I'd like to say hi to my good friend Bill Price, and Bill and I have been keeping up an email relationship for decades, since Jim and Nikki brought the time capsule up on the net in 2006. We had met in the 70s at Temple University in Philadelphia and then lost track and connected. And both of us have been struggling with the winter, with cold and bitter wind chills and salt all over the car and having to shovel and shovel at our age. And so he'll enjoy this next record. Mike Bauer down in Tennessee probably doesn't have to do as much. Bob Gronenberg, the Virginia, D.C. area, flies all over the world, so when it gets bad, he can just take a flight to his next job. And he stays in touch and tells me about all the groups that are appearing in the D.C. area. Hi also to Todd Baptista in Boston. And these are big supporters of the rhythm and blues and rock and roll vocal group Harmony Sound. So for all of them and all of you who dislike winter, I mean, as my friend Bill Shabilsky said, winter and old people don't go together. So this is a record label from Dallas called the R&R label from 1960. The group is The Visions. I never heard of this, and then found it on YouTube, and it's aptly named It's Been a Long Winter.
So long.
you can say that again. It has been a long winter, and I'm recording this in mid-February. It's been awful the last 30 days with minus 50 wind chills, and we already have 45 inches of snow, which is more than double what we normally get. And I know the whole country has been pretty much suffering the same way, so hopefully that'll be done soon. The Visions on a Dallas label, the R&R label, from the early 1960s, It's Been a Long Winter. Okay, we're going to do a twin spin now of Flip Sides. And we played the A side numerous times, but my records are unclear whether we actually ever played the flip. So we're going to start off with the flip of Sitting by My Window by the Five Tinos on the Sun label from 1955 from Memphis. They went to Booker T. Washington High School, and I know that Johnny Ace went to a high school with that name, but could very well have been from another area, but I believe it's Memphis also. That's the first one, is the flip side of Sitting by My Window, and it's called Don't Do That, and that's a up-tempo song. Then the flip side of Only the Angels Know from 1957. The group is the Esquires, and they're rumored to be the same group as the Five Tinos. So we're actually doing a spotlight on the same group of people. And those people are Lucre Jordan, Haywood Hebron, Marvin Walker, Melvin Walker, and Melvin Jones. So if it's true that the Five Tinos and the Esquires are the same group, it's a feature on those five people. First, the flip of Sitting by My Window, Don't Do That. And then the flip of Only the Angels Know, One Word for This. The Five Tinos, the Esquires, maybe the same.
Oh, you tell me. Baby, you kill me. Oh, oh, little girl. And no one above you.
No, 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 no.
Quit, baby.
Don't do that.
Oh, 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 baby. You know how I love you. Oh, little girl. And no one above you.
No, 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 no.
I told you once.
Don't do that. No,
oh baby,
don't do that.
Hey.
One word for this, and the word is love. You must have heard all this. It's been told and told. Share a lot and share a lot and long for someone to. There's just one word for this, and the word is love. It's so absurd to me what we're both dreaming of. So, darling, kiss me, miss me, care and share. Don't wait for Cupid's show. There's just one word for this, and the word is love. To miss what we're both dreaming of. So, darling, kiss me, miss me, care and share. Don't wait for Cupid's show. There's just one word for.
Twin Spin, and it could be the same group. First, the Five Tinos from Memphis on the Sun label, 1955. It's Don't Do That, the flip of Sitting by My Window. Then from 1957, the Esquires on the Hi-Po label, the flip of Only the Angels Know. It's called One Word for This, and potentially the same group with flip sides that we probably didn't play on the original Time Capsule show. Hello to George Tompkins. We keep in regular touch via telephone or email. George also has shows on the Vocal Group Harmony website that Tony has been kind enough to upload. These are shows that George did back in the 70s. And hi to Bill Shabilsky, my good friend, and to Tom Luciani. Both Bill and Tom and I email back and forth. Occasionally we call. We stay in touch. We remember the old days. We grouse about old age. And I know that Tom wants me to say hi to all of you. Both Tom and Bill are responsible for me getting into the music and eventually doing the Time Capsule show. And now, in 2019, long time ago, we started. Now we're doing Time Capsule Discoveries. Also, hi to Denny Ostrom, to Doo-Wop Mark, to George Frunze, who wrote an article about the Philadelphia years of the TCS, to Angelo Pompeo, who provides lots of music on his listserv, to Lou Fiore, who was an engineer at WFUV in the early days and who stays in touch with me and Tom, and also to the man, Val Shively, who made these records available in Philadelphia and still is involved in the business end, as far as I know, here in 2019. Here is a record that is actually a novelty record. I can't remember what the other side is, but the flip is a nice doo-wop sound. This is provided to us by Dave Saviette on the Dolphin label, a New York City label, mid-60s. The artist is Faith Robinson, but there is a group behind her, and they do a really nice job on what I think is the B-side of a record, My Birthday Wish. Mid-60s sound by Faith Robinson, an unknown group, on the Dolphin label from New York City, My Birthday Wish. And thank you, Dave Saviette, for providing that to us. Hello to Mike Sweeney, to Bobby Leshak. We just mentioned Dave, Albert Leichter, Richie Mikado, and Frank Chile. And we now go and conclude the program with two separate songs from classic groups. We're not going to play them in a row, so first we'll hear from the Dells. This is unreleased from February of 1958. Marvin Jr. sings lead on this rather than Johnny Funches, who I'm not even sure was with the group. But yeah, he probably was at this time. And there were two versions of this, according to Marv Goldberg's marvelous documentation of all of the groups, and I get virtually all the correct information from his articles. Not sure whether this is version one or two. It is Johnny Funches, who is the normal lead, but not on this. Mickey McGill, the tenor, Vern Allison, the tenor, Marvin Jr., the baritone, and lead on this, and Chuck Barksdale, the bass. The Dells, unreleased VJ, early 1958. Someone to Call Me Darling.
Someone help me.
Thornton Township High School in Harvey, Illinois. The Dells, unreleased, February 1958. Someone to Call Me Darling. Got to tell you a funny story. There was a basketball player on our college team back in the 90s from Thornton Township High School, and we had a little meet and greet before the season, and I said, well, do you know about the Dells? And he said, well, you know, I wondered why they call that street Dells Boulevard. So apparently he had no clue. My name is Joe Marchesani. This is a show I do every year. I am still working full-time as an audio-video producer, but I'm actually putting in more hours because the memory's not working, and the eyes aren't working, and the small motor skills, and you need all that to do audio-video production. So a bit of a struggle, but I'm sure that's the same of many of you who have still decided to work. I will retire someday, and I'm hoping to do the show, God willing, one more time minimum, and that is in 2020. We're going to conclude the program with another classic group, the Moonglows. Speaking of memories, I didn't write down the names of the group, and I'm saying, well, who is the? It's Bobby Lester, and who's that other person? He went with Motown. He had the Spinners on Tri-Fi, and it never came to me. And then all of a sudden, Harvey Fuqua. So Bobby Lester, the lead, backed up by Harvey Fuqua, an alternate lead, Alexander Pete Graves, Prentice Barnes, and Billy Johnson. Here are the original Moonglows. And this is another one that had, like the Dells, two versions. I'm not sure this is version one or two. According to Marv, there were two. This is from either January or March of 1955, depending on what version it is. So I think you'll enjoy, as we wrap up the 2019 Time Capsule Discoveries program, The Moonglows with Doubtful. That classic Moonglows blow harmony, as Sal would say, from early 1955, Chess recording, never released, Doubtful, one of two versions made of that song, Bobby Lester, Harvey Fuqua, Alexander Pete Graves, Prentice Barnes, Billy Johnson, The Moonglows, concluding a 2019 TCD. God willing, I'll be back next year. Always interested in your suggestions of songs to play that are high quality, R&B and R&R, that you don't think I've played, or your reaction to the songs I've played on this show. Honestly, I really enjoyed almost every song on this show. I can't always say that. Every once in a while, I play one and I say, well, why did I pick that one? But this, maybe I'm in a good mood. And that helps too. So I am again going to thank Tony down in Florida, where I wish I was, from the Vocal Group Harmony website. And I am so pleased that he lets me come once a year and share my love of the music with you. And the theme, as I've said, is songs that I don't believe either I played or Tom played back in the 60s and 70s. I know that George and Bill and Sal and the others most likely played all of the unreleased cuts that were available back then. But this is my chance to enjoy them along with you. Well, I hope you've enjoyed all the music on part two of the program and the entire program. Hope you have good health and prosperity and are able to navigate 2019 as well as you can. And in the words of Alan Freed, good afternoon and God bless you all. Oh,